What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. And we're talking with Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Please pick up where you left off.
Hey, Mike. And this reminds me, too, about with Russia. One of the reasons with the hostility towards Russia is Russia is today a democratic country. It is It is actually a successful hybrid of capitalism and communism. I mean, capitalism and socialism. It actually is a successful hybrid, since I think the oil companies, the gas, a lot of major industries are actually owned by the government, and a lot of small businesses, of course, are not. So it is seemingly, you know, it's a fairly successful hybrid system. Now, as far as what these elections go, if these elections are really proven to be, you know, there's so much fraud, I can't see how this administration can keep going. They'll either, I don't think they're going to put Trump in there, but there might have to be a caretaker president until you get a proper elections. The military might do what they're doing in Burma. A lot of possibilities on that. And because of that, I think this is where the danger is right now. I think these deep staters behind Biden himself, may be so frightened right now that this is all starting to come out, and I believe it is starting to come out, that they might start a war, even if it could potentially be the end of the planet. They'll start a war anyway. This is very, very concerning. And by the way, I'm thinking of moving back to Amarillo, Texas, where I lived for many years. But now you did remind me of something when you said you're not too close where you live. You're not close to a nuclear target. Amarillo does have Pantex, where they both assemble and take apart nuclear weapons. Matter of fact, I knew a lot of people who worked there, who actually worked there when I was down there. So that's would probably a potential target. As a matter of fact, be a very likely target. So I don't know. Maybe maybe it's not a good idea. Maybe choose a different part of Texas to move back to, or maybe Florida. I got to get out of here because I don't like this governor. He's way too much power. He'll have this stupid mandate, these mask mandates. I don't know what he's going to do with these vaccines, whether he's going to try to push some garbage here, but I don't trust him. So either Texas or Florida for me. So, you know, but that did remind me, though, what you said about, you know, about a nuclear target, because I would think that we assemble and disassemble nuclear weapons would be a place that would be probably target, right?
Yes.
All right. Other than that, like I said, you guys have a happy Easter, you know, and everybody else, too, by the way, listening. All right?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Thank God it's Friday.
Yes, really.
Hey, before I get into Ukraine, which isn't going to be that long, I just want to ask you, were you on the project for Jurassic Park?
I'm sorry, project. One more time, please. I was distracted momentarily. Wait. What's going on?
Yeah, sure. Were you, did you work on Jurassic Park?
A little tiny microscopic bit, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I rewatched that movie last night. It's actually a very good movie, and it has
a
warning in it about manipulating DNA and animal bodies, you know. And I noticed something. Remember last week I brought up the horseshoe crabs are being harvested for their lysate to detect the endotoxins.
Well, yes.
They made a mention in that movie, while one of the scientists said, well, we have to determine something about the effect of the lysate on the dinosaur DNA.
Yes.
So that really piqued my interest. I'm going to look into that further. And that ties in with the DNA modification of the COVID vaccine. I found that very interesting. So, anyhow, the Ukraine sure reminds me of the way they started World War II. I mean, they take a border crisis, they take populations that are separated, and they want to be a part of their mother country ethically, and they just throw coal on the fire until it flames up, you know. And let's face it, Russia is still a relatively white, you know, of course they have their Asian population and some Muslims too, but it's still pretty much an independent nation that doesn't go by the new world order's program, you know, for combining all the races into one with a certain one on top. So I think this is a mirror of World War II as far as I'm concerned. And one more thing. I lost my train of thought here. Oh, yeah.
Okay. The migrant crisis. It's easy to do on Fridays.
Yeah, the migrant crisis. Let me see. The migrant crisis, you know, these kids aren't going to vote until they're adults. So it's more than just getting a Democratic voters. It's a population replacement program. I think we need to keep that in mind.
Well, you know, somebody somewhere may be thinking that they're going to take all of these young kids, you know, and put them in uniform and give them rifles to help fight this new world war.
Yeah, it's breaking down the middle class. It's breaking down the what's left of the white population in the United States. Diluting it and diluting its political power. And that's what I have to say on that. And that's all I got for today, Mike.
Okay, well, thank you very much here. And the phone lines are open now, area code 512-248-8252. And again, pardon me, I am very concerned about this sudden escalation that's going on in Ukraine. All of the very propaganda, as it were. Anyway, we're going to go back to the phones to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. There was an article that ran in One American News today, and the headline said, I sent it, forward it to you, Biden for cabinet chooses diversity over competence. Basically, that's kind of what I want to talk about, for all you people, before I forget about it, Mark, going to Amarillo. It's the site of one of the great roadside Americana attractions was Carhenge, which is Stonehenge made out of old cars.
Yes.
That's right outside of Amarillo. But at any rate, what I wanted to talk about was we're in a very perilous situation. As I think everybody agrees, with Ukraine and Crimea and Russia and NATO and all that stuff. And the guy, I sent an article to you also about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And for all of you people who are military officers in particular, when you're in the military and you have been passed over for promotion, you're in the promotional zone. If you don't get promoted from the promotional zone, your career is over. And that's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, whatever. And if other listeners can corroborate this, it's called up or out in the officer corps. And if you're passed over, you're done. You may as well get out right away as soon as your term is up, or resign and get out because you're never going to get promoted. Except the guy that I said the article that I sent you about 2 weeks ago or whatever of a and by the way, this is a priority under our new clownish Secretary of Defense, who had to stand down to demonize all the people who have a white identity and all that. But he's saying that the number one priority is to promote black officers into the general officer's rank. And so one of this promotion that I sent you about 2 weeks ago was a Marine, a black Marine, a colonel who was just being promoted to brigadier general. And this guy had not been passed over once, Mike. He had been passed over three times. I've never heard of that. In 30 years that I spent in the military, other people one other guy that calls in there that I'm in touch with was a naval officer. He said the same thing. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's clownish. three times your RIFT, your reduction in force out. I mean, oh my God. But at any rate, that's how we got the new defense, Secretary of Defense, who was a two-star general. He mm-hmm. was a, he was an affirmative action, guy who was promoted above the old Peter principle, promoted above your, to your highest level of incompetence.
Yes.
And then, and even going back to, Colin Powell, who I don't know if a lot of people know, he was a major in his final tour in Vietnam, and he was with the Americal Division. Does that division ring a bell with you, Mike? The Americal
Division?
Vaguely,
yes. Vaguely, yes.
Well, he was. That was a division in which, in 1969, which William Calley and the My Lai massacre.
I remember
Captain
that one.
Ernest
yeah.
Medina. And this was during the Nixon White House in 69.
Yes.
And this is how Colin Powell first came into prominence, because he was part of the chain of command that tried to divert attention away from the chain of command. He was part of the cover-up. That got him into the Nixon National Security Council, and then, you know, we've been stuck with his, you know, presentation at the UN and 100-hour stop order after Desert One and, you know, Desert Storm and a lot of the other really cowardly things that this guy has done. But he originally got put in there because he's a black guy, and mm-hmm. he helped cover up My Lai. Look
yes.
it up, everybody.
No,
but
I know
this is the leadership. Yeah, this is the leadership. And of course, we've got the transsexual secretary of whatever, and Pete Buttigieg, who's well, we all know that he's not the most masculine of men, and all this cabinet and all the leadership, including the military leadership, in what could be a really bad situation, is not there because they're good. It's there because it's politically correct.
And, yes.
You know, there's nothing more Darwinian than the battlefield. You know, you find out who knows what they're doing and who doesn't, who has the guts or who doesn't. You find it out immediately, Mike. And these guys, I'm telling you, they're not up to it. Guys passed over three times. I mean, come on. You know, the whole thing about the woman with the pregnant flight suit, it's utterly the transgendered stuff. It's criminal. The poor GIs who are going to die under this regime. And I just what do you think, man? What's your impression of that?
Well, I think that right now it's a very confusing time. And looking back at history, we begin to realize that the phrase "the fog of war," seems kind of widespread. Actually, I was briefly distracted there. Could you repeat that last part again for me?
Well, I just we're talking about how our entire national command structure mm-hmm. and the whole cabinet is, and a lot of the top of our political leadership now is there. Not for capability, and as that article said in One American News, wasn't chosen for competence, but it was chosen for diversity, political correctness, and now, you know, we're getting into an area where I made the comment that there is absolutely nothing more Darwinian than a battlefield.
Yes, that part I heard, and you're absolutely right about that. And I think things were a lot better back in the days when leaders would lead their troops into battle instead of sitting, you know, behind the lines in a comfortable bunker and just, playing like it's a game.
Yeah, well, but at any level, I mean, we're talking lives, a lot of lives that can be lost really, really quickly.
And yes, very
more than
so.
The lives, the whole, course of the war, or whole countries or nations could be at stake. And these guys, it's a clown show, Mike. Oh, by the mm-hmm. way, you know, the guy that just rammed into the Capitol Hill, whatever, that they're not announcing who it was. I saw a picture of him. He's a black guy. The reason why they're not announcing what he was. He's a black guy. They couldn't blame it on the whites, so, you know, they didn't announce it at all. But that's what it is. I saw a picture of it. I sent that to you as well. But that's, we're going into maybe what could be like, but it's all life and death when you're talking about policy.
Yes, it is. But then you need to realize the attitude the people in charge have toward, you know, the people on the battlefield. You remember Henry Kissinger saying that soldiers are just dumb, stupid pawns to be spent for foreign policy.
Yeah, that they say that, Mike, and I know they mean it, and I know they act on it. They do it until they lose the war and they're up for war crimes trial and a Nuremberg hanging. They think of it until then. Then the performance on the battlefield is really important. Before they go to the hangman on a losing side,
mm-hmm.
They'll change their tone really quickly should that happen. It is what it is, man. That's what our leadership is now. It's a bunch of politically correct buffoons.
Yes.
Who were promoted, were failed upwards.
Yes.
Failed upwards.
Which is another reason I think we're going to lose this next world war.
It's a big reason. I mean, you wonder yes. why the policy came to begin with. It's because we've been failing upwards in policy. And as I said before, we're not even following a policy for our own country. Our foreign policy is not for our benefit. It's for Israel's, mainly. How in the world are you going to have a country that's successful when their entire foreign policy is to benefit another country?
Yes.
It seems to be where we're at. And I know if you have other calls, Mike, you've been more than kind with the time.
Okay, well, you know, we're not getting a lot of calls today, and I think it's because it is Good Friday and people are doing their preparations, for the weekend. Like I said, Sunday is not only Easter, it's the end of Passover. And so, we don't have as many people paying attention to the show as we normally do. But if you are done, thank you very much. And the phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Frank in Pennsylvania. Frank, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Okay, Michael, yeah, thank you so much for taking my call. You talked about the immigration problem where they actually had a processing center under a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're taking so many young people in. Now, think about this critically. What is it going to do to the interior of America when you wake up one day and find out there's 400 more students in your school district? What's going to happen to the infrastructure? What's going to happen to the hospitals, the roads, the bridges? This is insanity. This is truly insane what they're doing. The United States isn't made to take in unfettered immigration as much as they can ship up here or ship overseas into this country. We got to look at this seriously, what it's going to do to the average modest means family when their school mm-hmm. taxes double because they just brung in 400 new kids and there's no place to house them, no place to teach them. Mike,
nope.
You're talking about $15,000 per student.
Yes.
In regular public high school. You know, and they drive, and who's the one that's paying? It's always the modest means family that has a house and wants your taxes triple. Property taxes triple because they got to take in all these individuals that didn't actually come here legally. And then you throw in illegal immigration, it's a recipe for disaster. And I just can't understand, you know, it's frustrating to see because, you know, people like us, we lived our whole life. We paid taxes our whole life. And that, now you're talking about, you know, and they're not dumping them in all, you know, one section. They're dumping all over the United States, these kids. You know, and I got nothing against them. It's not their fault. It's the government's fault for allowing this to happen. And it chronically goes on.
Well, it's kind of our fault for allowing the government to allow it to happen. Although, as of last November, I think pretty much Americans understand they've lost control of this government. Anyway.
All right, Mike, I'll let you go. Thank you. Yep, thank you
all
so
right,
much,
thanks
sir.
An awful yep. lot. We got more callers waiting on the lines. We have lines open. Area code 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Working two jobs, Ann's never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
and welcome back to our show here. And again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network has their little tin cup out there waiting for a few pennies to drop into it so that we can continue our work of trying to head off World War III before it really gets going. And once again, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you send in a deposit of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN t-shirt. Send along your t-shirt size and a return address, or an RBN coffee mug. And if you send in $115 or more, you actually get both. So it's a real good deal, and you can be part of the Republic Broadcasting family and wear your t-shirt with pride. And don't forget, the Frontside Firearms deal is still going on as well. All righty, we're going to go back to the phones here, and we've got Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What was on your mind?
Well, can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
I got some background noise. Yeah. Well, I meant to call you yesterday to see how you were enjoying National Atheist Day.
Yes, I put a candle on Twinkie. That was about all I was going to do.
Yes, well, that's up to you, you know, because I think that you have very legitimate concerns, and you had questions at a time in your life, and instead of getting you hooked up with a seminary where somebody could answer your question, they just, quite frankly, the way they mishandled it was disgusting. You know, as a man, I spent 3 years in seminary. I was so close to getting my master's degree, they let me go through the graduation ceremony. That's how close I was. And then
yes,
at the very end, things fell apart. You know, like, oh, boy. But, you know, that was 2006, and here we are 14 years later. But mm-hmm. I think you have very real and legitimate questions, and your questions should have been handled in a much more respectful and honest way than the way they just said, why don't you just leave us? Yeah.
The trouble all started when they gave me my own Bible, you know, because in my household we had the family Bible, and I was not allowed to touch that at all, which was a shame because I thought the pictures in it were really cool.
Well, you know, they tend to be, I don't know, I heard that the family Bible used to be a legal document, not just here's my family Bible, but it recorded births and deaths,
yes,
and marriages and divorces.
Yeah,
I guess divorces
so
have to be, and then they can hang them. Well, we'll just have this. If you're a bastard where you don't have a family Bible, we'll come up with these forms. And that's one thing I respect about Alabama is they just basically said, we are not going to issue marriage licenses anymore. We're just going to record contracts. And, you know, here's the blank contract form. This is a contract between you and your spouse of mm-hmm. whatever gender association, whether it's a male and female, the way it's supposed to be, mm-hmm. or whatever. You know, it's like, look, you know, this is a contract, and we're not going to meddle in your own personal contract in terms of trying to impose upon you that it's got to be done according to, you know, it's like if it's two men want to have, you know, have a contract, then they would take a constitutional amendment to stop them from having a contract.
Okay.
So the thing is, no, I personally don't approve of that, but there's a lot of things that I don't approve of that, you know, look, you know, it's just one of those things where, but at the same time, like I say, we're coming up on Ishtar, and
yes,
you know, how does a rabbit lay a chocolate egg? I still haven't figured that part out. And there's things that are religiosity a lot more than there are anything legitimate or biblical about it. Because I don't know how Santa Claus. Well, I know that historically there was a Saint Nicholas who
yes.
was a Trinitarian. He was a real historical figure, but the thing is, the whole Santa Claus thing, and I think that Saturnalia, otherwise known as Christmas, is a huge commercial success.
Yes.
And I can appreciate your concern about that.
Year, you know, with all what? The lockdowns and everything.
Well,
a lot
all
of people
I know is
in
that
when I was hurting.
I made pretty good money when I was working for UPS, delivering packages out of my own car. And I may do it again come November. They may need me again. And I just got to make sure that. Before that happens, my car probably needs a new timing belt, which is kind of an all day thing, and I got the tools to do it. It's just a question of Well, I've got you know when Volkswagen had that thing with their turbo diesels that they they cheated on the emissions. That's what they had to do. They had to buy them all back and fix them up to where they'd pass emissions proper, and that's what I wound up getting. And it was a corporate car, so it's, you know, it's like if it's a privately owned car, it's like, well, will I replace the timing belt or no, you know? And the thing is that as a corporate car, it's like it doesn't belong
okay,
to me.
Mark,
it's a corporation.
Mark, I got to put
anyway,
you on hold.
Anyway,
hang up.
Okay.
Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we have some lines open on the phones right now. Area code 512-248-8252. We're talking with Mark in Georgia, and we were talking about how yesterday was National Atheist Day, which I totally did not know. And, and Claire's laughing at me.
April Fool's. Well, I'm an April Fool. I was born in April.
Yeah.
So that makes me an April Fool. So,
yeah.
But if you are, you know, if any of you think you're wise, you should become a fool. In other words, know that you're whatever you think is wisdom. God says, oh, you think you know things, huh? So, you know, I sympathize with how there are people that don't want to deal with honest questions because they quite frankly, they feel comfortable in their complacency. And Christ says to the Laodiceans, and we're a nation, if you're not familiar with Revelation 3:14 and following, you think you're rich, but you're really poor, miserable, blind, and naked. And what, you know, the thing is, I try to get across to people, when I say God loves this country, don't confuse me to think that I'm saying that God approves of our conduct. He does not. He does not approve of us bombing the crap out of people supposedly for their own benefit. He doesn't approve of our reckless militarism. He doesn't approve of the unjust concentration of wealth among people who've done nothing to earn it. He does not approve of our fraudulent political process.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't, he doesn't approve of your complacent attitude of how you think that you people on the Hegelian right have got all the answers. Yeah, you've got a lot of answers. They're just wrong answers. And when people like me try to explain this to you, you know, to the people on the Hegelian right, they call me a liberal, and I'm like, you guys don't even know what that word means. It means the freedom to do something different. And they act as though, oh, you admit that you're a liberal. Well, not the way you guys misuse that term, because to a neocon, the word liberal means anyone who doesn't agree with them. And when you try to explain to them, the reason I don't agree with you is I've actually examined the things that you guys have taken at face value. And so, you know, yes, I disagree with you because I actually examine what does this corrupt counterfeit. We have this counterfeit that calls itself a republic because we have the outward trappings of a representative form of government that routinely lies to us. And I'm like, no, republic means the rule of law. And if we had the rule of law, then there's no way that these traitors could be profiting from unjust wars because they would be punished appropriately, right?
Yes.
And a republic is an ideal, and I encourage people to read Plato's Republic because there's parts of that book that are going to blow your mind. Okay. You know, when you get to the part about the orgiastic festivals, you may, wait a minute, here's a guy saying that you need to have, that society has to be, because basically what Plato's Republic addresses is how does a just individual live his life and how does a just society, a just meaning a righteous society, how does a just and righteous society operate is what a republic is really all about. And so the thing to understand is that Plato had certain reasons for believing that a certain segment of society should have orgiastic festivals so that they wouldn't actually know who their children were. I know that sounds bizarre. How can you talk about a moral society where a certain, you know, the police military section of that culture would have orgiastic festivals? And to us, that doesn't make sense now, does it?
Well, I don't know that it was necessarily to prevent people from knowing the parentage of children. It was just, you know, frankly, having a really good party. And there was actually a sect of Christians called the Carpocracians who believed the same thing.
Oh, boy. I would take issue with them. You know, I think that would be one of the heretical groups that,
well, then
know,
don't show up.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, I think you respect what I call anti-dogmatism. Simply means I'm responsible for where I spend eternity, and you're responsible for you. And we're all going to stand before the Creator as individuals, and that's where I really am turned off with dogma. Says that basically the authoritarian in the body,
in
the
really
religious
nice
body,
suit when they bury you.
I was planning on donating my body to science because I couldn't find a mad scientist to basically reanimate my corpse when I died.
Yeah, I'm planning exactly
the same
thing. I
wanted to donate
my
body to science fiction
already. You know, I'm going to donate my body to science so they can study it and send me a report.
Well, the thing is, it's kind of late then, but you know, the joke is, I wanted to donate my body to science fiction, but. But I finally found this old scientist who could reanimate my body, but he died before I do, and I couldn't read his handwriting to bring him back. Like, what the hell is this? Man, this scrawl is completely illegible. Oh, that's right. It's in a completely different language. So I couldn't read his handwriting to bring him back. So I was like, you died before I do. You were supposed to bring me back. But like I say, life is interesting. You know, bless you. And, write down and compile the questions that they refuse to deal with. I'd rather deal with those questions in a more honest manner. And sometimes the answer is God knows and I'm not God. And that's the closest thing I can give you to an honest answer. There's things where I look at it and I'm, why is it this way? Why is it that God arranged things this way? And there's things where God decrees things based on he sees things from a completely different eternal point of view that we lack. And there's time where it's not going to make sense to us finite, flawed human beings.
Okay.
Our being finite means, but the thing is that, you know, I respect you that you're at least striving for a moral standard. And there are people in the religious community that I wish there were some way I could challenge them to stop and think and question some of the absurd things like, let's bless Israel by, you know, I think it's like Hebrews 12, verse 8. If you're not disciplined, then you're a bastard. And that's what I have to say about the idea about giving Israel whatever they want, when they want it, how they want it. Well, you're saying that it's okay for you to treat Israel like a bastard who's a spoiled, insolent bastard of a brat who gets what they want every time. And, you know, Proverbs 18:17 says the first one to present his case seems right, and then someone steps forward to question him. And that's the problem I have with Zionism, is how they present their own biased narrative as though their narrative is all there is to it.
Respond to that. Definitely. Yeah, anyway, Mark, I've given you a good chunk of time here, and
you
raised some interesting points, and we're going to let you go now. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Terrell in South Carolina. Hello, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine.
All right. I want to address what the last caller was speaking about. You guys, he did make some good points. I'll give you guys that. But the questions that you guys were raising are answered, because if you're talking about the things of God, then the only authoritative figure is God. And, you know, the reason, and I like the point you made about the whole, God loves this nation, but not the behaviors in it. You know, that makes perfect sense. If we knew the one that we serve, and, you know, we wouldn't act the way we do.
Well, I understand that. I understand that feeling and opinion. I mean, I still love America and I love the American people. I just have issues with the government.
And I completely agree. And, you know, it is written to respect your government. You know what I mean? But at the same time, if the government's not ran correctly, you know, with him in mind, then what's supposed to happen? You know what I mean? So Jesus said the poor, you know, you'll have what you always. And that's just not fiscally. I mean, the poor in spirit as well. Some people have hard hearts and pop their ears up. And that's
part I would definitely agree with. And I don't think you have to be religious to understand that our society has lost its moral compass.
Indeed. I completely agree. And I want to throw out that the Israel that the Lord speaks of is not the one that's going on doing their thing. That's not even remotely what he was talking about. So now I want to go to the Capitol shooting and the holes that looks like they're being poked in our structure. I believe that they're poking holes. January 6th was the first little attempt, and now the guy driving his car through the barricades. It seems like it's like a vulnerability test, because I work in information technology, and you know, if you want a vulnerability, you want to try out a couple of, a couple of different things. You know, you want to do a port scan, see what's open, and see what services are running, and see what, you know, and so that's what I believe they did. And they, I mean, what a better way to check reaction time and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's sad. I mean, it really is sad, but this is the most I've ever seen on the news, and I don't like, you know, the actual or the corporate news here in America. It's trash. So I usually go to WeOn, and I was doing Al Jazeera, but the bias was kind of getting a little too noticeable. So I went over to WeOn, and it's just Capitol riot, and then 3 months later, somebody got a car. Like what? Well, you know, it's kind of confusing, but that's all I got, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go. And the phone lines are now completely open. Area code 512-248-8252. Mitch McConnell is saying there will be no GOP support for Biden's proposed infrastructure bill. And they're basically saying that the Biden tax hike would be among the largest self-inflicted economic wounds in history, and that is certainly an accurate assessment. The American people, the American corporations, none of us can absorb any more taxation. You know, you probably, if you listen to the radio, you've been hearing all these, or even on TV, all these commercials about these tax resolution services and the Fresh Start program from the Internal Revenue Service. And the fact that they're spending the money on this advertising means there's a huge number of people out there who have fallen behind on their taxes. They came to a point where they had to make a choice. Do I pay the taxes or do I feed my children today? And, you know, it is a huge mess. Okay, we got another caller on the line, Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind? Dustin, are you there?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
There you are. Yes, I'm doing fine. You're on the air.
Yeah, it's not going to be politics again. Mike, everybody was saying Book of Eli. Everybody forgot about Fahrenheit 451. That was the original movie about everybody who read those books, so the books were burned, but they were the books, remember?
Yes, I remember.
And that was, you know, they remade that movie? I didn't know they made a TV series of Fahrenheit 451, but I never
But then I don't watch a lot of TV outside the educational channels, which aren't even all that educational anymore. In these days,
Mike,
I watch a lot of Star Trek reruns.
Yeah, that's, you know, actually, I want to talk about that because I got to get out of politics for a while because it's just he said, she said, and it probably gets you tired. Mike, remember, you know, Babylon 5, I think we talked about before, used the video toaster, which was the Amiga.
Oh, I remember the video toaster. I was a developer on that one.
Yeah, my friend did Sequest. He worked on Sequest. That was at Amblin Entertainment. Remember Amblin Entertainment?
Yes, I remember that one.
Yeah. But... you know, they
There was another company that was using the video toaster. Actually, when Apogee tried to get into computer animation, they got a bunch of Amigas with video toasters, and top management didn't really understand computer animation, and so that didn't go very far. But those animators split off, and they formed another company, and I think they were involved in a series called Babylon 5.
That's what I wanted to talk about. You know, they recently upscaled. Did you ever see Babylon 5? It was like, it was a short-lived, it only lasted like 4 or 5 seasons. It's a great show if you like Star Trek or Stargate. But they recently, like months ago, upscaled it. Now, I got a question for you about, like, remasters. When you remaster a movie that's, like, got computer animation in it, like, don't you have to redo the computer animation, basically, because you have to put high-resolution or high-definition textures in there, right? Like, you would have to...
yeah, you generally do, and the video toaster was never really up to that, and neither was the video hardware on the Amiga. I mean, for its day, it was groundbreaking, but it only had a color space of 4,096. The video toaster... was basically going from digital to analog, so it looked a lot smoother. These days, with a high-end graphic card, you know, you can do 4K, 8K on your desktop, and it's transforming the computer animation industry away from large, giant, expensive corporations to a cottage industry. Yeah, BBC has resurrected the original Star Trek series with Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner, and they have replaced all of the old visual effects with new computer animations.
Exactly, but did you know it's easier to do that? Well, when they made Star Trek, the original series, they used actual film. Do you know when they did Next Generation, they used VHS to do the 7 seasons? So it was very hard when they did the remastering for Star Trek Next Generation to redo the remastering.
I thought they did it on Beta because VHS was never really a studio format. It was inferior to Beta. The only reason it caught on with the public is you would have a whole movie on a single tape, whereas on Beta you had to swap tapes halfway through, and people didn't like that. Then Beta went to DigiBeta, and that became an industry standard. Still is in a lot of places.
But why do they not use film? Is that because it's too expensive to do, like, multiple seasons using film versus Beta?
Well, some people still use film. I mean, I had an ongoing argument when I was working on Lost You know, they were still using film cameras because they loved the look. And I kept saying the look can be, you know, duplicated with a digital image. And the reason I was pushing for it is Oahu at that time did not have a film lab that could deliver overnight one light work prints, otherwise known as the dailies. And so we'd shoot something on Oahu and it would be flown to a film lab on the mainland, developed, printed, put onto DVD and sent back. But it took 2 days to do it. That caused a lot of problems. Plus, we had the TSA opened up a couple of reels of exposed film, which didn't make anybody happy about that. I think the people who stuck with film were just afraid of having to learn a new technology. But, I love digital and, I'm pretty much all digital here.
Have a good weekend and Easter, Mike.
All right. Same to you. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back with the last segment of our show.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment on this show on Good Friday, and we're going to take another phone call. Mitchell in Memphis, hello, welcome to the show, what's on your mind?
Hey Mike, what's going on?
Listen, I'm going to read something real quick. It's by John Locke, one of the British philosophers that was highly influential on the founding fathers and authors of the founding documents. It says here, he wrote, "Every man has a property in his own person."
Mm-hmm.
Locke also said that the individual has a right to decide what would become of himself and what he would do, and as having a right to reap the benefits of what he did. Mike, what does that mean?
Well, it's basically saying that you have the right to decide what you're going to do with your own body, and that you have the right to better yourself through hard work. Unfortunately, in our modern society, people who work the hardest generally tend to have the least to show for it because of...
Okay, can I jump in?
Yeah, please do.
So we basically can conclude, and we're in agreement, that John Locke is saying that you as an individual own your body through self-ownership.
Yes.
And because of that, you go and work and you're compensated. You work with your body, and so you earn a paycheck, your compensation, and you go and purchase something. That item, that possession is also your property.
Yes.
Gained through ownership of your body. Now, this definition and understanding of the word property, that's the one that the founding fathers were going with.
Yes.
That's the understanding of the word property back in 1776 that they were going with. Okay? Now,
okay.
The question is, in the Declaration of Independence, the word property is removed, or it's disappeared. Now, I brought this up. I brought this up a while back on I think, your show, and you weren't there. But a guy named, I said, what happened to the word property? And it says, the inalienable rights are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That line used to be life, liberty, and property. As written
yes.
by John Locke. John Locke said, you own your body, your life, liberty, and property, meaning your body and your possessions.
Yeah, but to the founding fathers, property not only meant your body, it meant real estate, buildings, and things like that. And the landowners in the early United States of America, you know, even with the British gone, they didn't want the United States to be simply carving itself up and handing out pieces to the American people, even though that's what they did during the homesteading period.
Okay, well, a guy named Ray said that the reason the word property was removed from the Declaration of Independence was because they didn't want this to be a slave nation. They didn't want the individuals to think that they could own humans as property. That's all fine and good. But when you remove the word property, you're also saying that the individual doesn't have a right to own himself. So
that's a valid
property.
Point.
Property means owning possessions, which would be slaves. But property also means the inalienable right to property also means that you own yourself through self ownership.
Yes.
So the big question, Ray said that they removed the word. Okay. Well, Ray from Indiana, the question now is property an inalienable right or not, as considered by the founding fathers and the powers that be. In government and the founding documents.
Well, I would presume, and we're at the end of the show, I would presume that self-ownership is an inalienable right of the human condition.
We don't know.
Anyway, Mitchell, I'm sorry, I got to cut you off here. We're at the end of the program.
We don't know.
Thank you for the phone call. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Have a happy and safe Passover and Easter. And we'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.